It's finals time and Sydney FC 7-1 against Perth Glory to finish the home and away season, and they host MacArthur Allianz Stadium, the 4v5 elimination final, Saturday evening. Joining us is their midfielder and captain, Luke Bratton. Luke, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Appreciate your time. So overall, 12 wins, 10 losses, 5 draws. How would you describe the club's campaign this season overall?
A roller coaster of emotions, really. We didn't start well after winning the cup in the pre-season, and then obviously change of coach. And I think since Wolfie's come in, we've sort of figured out our identity and our DNA. And that if we were playing with no jerseys on, you'd know that that's Sydney FC. So that's a good thing. And then to finish fourth, I think it's a pretty good achievement in this league. It's a very tough league. So I'm proud of the boys, and I'm just ready for finals now.
Mm. Luke, we know that finals are different to regular home and away games, but what is it about your team that gives you the confidence you can go right on with it in the final series?
Just the experience, I think there's the core group of boys there. I think it's 4 or 5 players that have been in finals multiple times, won a lot of things. There's a couple others that have played at some pretty big clubs, over in England, getting promoted and stuff like that. And so just mixed with, a lot of young youth that are exciting and got a lot of energy. And it's obviously, like you said, it's a different sort of kettle of fish than the season, but I think you look at Sydney FC and if you come up against them in the finals, then you're going to be worried, I think. So for me, I'm very positive, and I'm excited, and I think we can do something special this year.
Luke, I wanted to ask you, as the skipper of the team as well, when a coach moves on, what changes in your team this year? Was it like a wake-up call? Was a new voice? What was the big reason for such a big turnaround?
You can't put your finger on one thing. I think it's multiple things. I think the first day he came in, he did a yo-yo test, which is a pretty hard fitness test. That was sort of the wake-up call and the change of mentality. And I think a few boys were just in their comfort zone. In professional sport, you can't get comfortable ever. I think fresh boys, fresh faces, a different style of play, it all contributed to where we are today. I think, obviously, Steve Coke did a fantastic job at the club, and he's an absolute legend and won everything there is to win at the clubs. I think people just got comfortable and, needed a bit of a shake-up. So, it was good. And, Orfie and David Driller, the assistant, have been fantastic. I've learned so much this year off those two. It's been a great year for me, and hopefully it can continue.
You had a 1-0 loss to MacArthur a week and a half ago, Luke, and they finished with 9 men in a pretty unusual game. But how are they unique to play against?
Yeah, they're tough. They're very off the cuff. We do video on teams, and this is their patterns, and this is where we can stop them, and this is where we can hurt them. And MacArthur, they're a little bit off the cuff. They're unpredictable, but they've got some fantastic players as well. So, like you said, last game was a strange one. It's always hard to play against 10 men, and then obviously 9 men as well, because they just sit all their players behind the ball on the edge of their box, and it's pretty hard to break down. And obviously giving them, getting their red card, and I don't think it was a red card, and that gave them motivation as well, they thought everyone was against them, and that gives you that extra motivation to work a little bit harder. So it's going to be a very tough game, but we'll work hard this week and figure out how to stop them.
How's the health of the squad, Luke?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
We've got mostly everyone back. I think there's Patrick Wood who's still coming back as well. But You know, the Oliroos are back. The Geordie and Jake are back from Oliroos duty, which is good. It was great to have them back in the game on the weekend. Cause, you know, when the way we train, the way we play, if you go away or if you don't train for a couple of days, you know, you struggle in games because it's so physically demanding. And they were away for 3 weeks, and Jakey didn't really play much. So you could see that on the weekend they were a little bit rusty, and not just them, but, you know, a couple of others as well. So I think that game really helped us prepare for this weekend.
Yeah, and this time of the year you need your best players and your a full group to choose from if you're going to go deep into a final series. But also finals, mate, quickly I just want to ask. Look, we all know that it's played with a different intensity. How important is it to start fast in a semi-final?
Yeah, it's huge. Like you said, they're different finals. You know, they're sort of like the derbies. You know, everyone wants to play in them. They're huge games. There's so much on the line, and usually they're not the best footballing matches, but their entertainment spectacle is huge, and hopefully there's a huge crowd there on the weekends. And like you said, you got to start fast. So, yeah, it's going to be very exciting. And, yeah, I think, like I said before, we can go all the way, I think. So first step is MacArthur, and we need to concentrate on a good performance, and then the result will take care of itself.
Gee, it's a big day for the club on Saturday, isn't it? The women as well. Their seventh straight grand final. So it must be a great feel around the club, Luke.
Yeah, it's incredible what the women have done. You know, I don't think they get the credit they deserve. Seven grand finals in a row is ridiculous. In any league, all over the world, any sport, that's yeah, it's very... Honestly, I'm speechless. But... Yeah, you know, it's huge for them to, you know, silverware as well. I think they've done a great job this year. Like they lost a lot of players last year, and a lot of injuries as well to obviously key players, their captain, and, you know, another Kirsty who's a really good young player coming through, and Fiona as well. So, you know, they've had a lot of injuries this year, and they've dealt with it. And it's, yeah, it's pretty special to be in another grand final, and I'm definitely going to be watching theirs.
Luke, appreciate your time, and go well against MacArthur. Huge game Saturday night.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.